Thank you, Judy. I am on. Yeah. Well, there we are. There's always some hiccups, aren't there? Good morning.
Good morning.
And I think I'm looking at some intrepid Methodists. When I woke up this morning, I thought, well, will people come from the far-flung ends of our circuit this morning? Will it just be me and Judy, maybe? But you've all come, and it's absolutely brilliant. And we've all come to worship God, because we know we can worship God here together. And we can share together in Holy Communion this morning. And when we get to that part, I'm using the liturgy for the day of Pentecost and times of renewal in the life of the church. I'm using that liturgy because as we finish one Methodist church year, we're about to start the new one. And we want to ask God for renewal and an infilling of his Holy Spirit as we go forward this year. So let's keep a few moments of quiet as we come before God. God declares, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the people say, Amen. Amen. And we sing together, Oh, for a thousand tongues.
Thank you.
And so we come to our opening prayers. Let us pray, saying together, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in us the fire of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins to God. Gracious and, we say together, gracious and holy God, we confess that we have sinned against you and against our neighbour. Your Spirit gives light, but we have preferred darkness. Your Spirit gives wisdom, but we have been foolish. Your Spirit gives power, but we have trusted in our own strength. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, forgive our sins and enable us by your Spirit to serve you in joyful obedience to the glory of your name. Amen. There is now no condemnation for those who live in union with Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God. And now Jean and then Roger will bring to us our readings from Holy Scripture this morning.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. The Lord commands Joshua, Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen.
And the reading that Roger is going to bring to us from Acts is Peter quoting King David, and we see Jesus in that quotation. So it starts in a funny place, so I thought to tell you that.
The reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 25 to 28. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger and Jean. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you a question in a moment, and you'll have a choice of three answers. Okay, so listen carefully. Answer number one, absolutely love it. Okay. Answer number two, don't like it at all, not for me. Answer number three, not sure, it depends. Okay, so answer number one, absolutely love it. Number two, don't like it at all, not for me. And number three, not sure, depends. Okay, and we'll do a show of hands in a minute. So the question is, how do you feel about change? Things changing. Honestly. Okay. Hands up. Absolutely love it. Bring it on. Okay. Don't like it at all. Not for me. Good. Honest answers. Not sure. Depends. Oh, you're all sitting on the fence. So really, many of us, most of us, from that straw poll there, don't like change. Yet change is inevitable. It is constant. None of us are exactly the same as we were yesterday. We're all a day older, for a start. Some cells in our bodies have decayed and died, and others have replaced them. That's the natural way of things. We may be more energized today, or more tired today than yesterday. So nothing stays the same, does it? Nothing stays the same.
Under the law of physics, changes under the law of nature.
Okay. I was looking for a different answer, but thank you. Okay. We'll go into physics another time. I thought somebody might challenge me, not with physics. I've just said nothing stays the same. Does it? Pardon? God. God stays the same. God the same today, yesterday, and forever. That we can depend on. Everything else changes. So in this constantly changing world in which we live, we can keep our eyes fixed on God, always there, always loving and gracious, always dependable. And keeping our eyes fixed on God as we navigate change means that we can do more than just get through, but we can flourish in the opportunities that change can bring. Because change brings new possibilities, new horizons, and yes, new challenges. But it often brings with it growth. As a world, we've been through a lot of change in the last few years, haven't we? The landscape has changed in so many ways. And the church across all denominations has not been immune. Our churches have not been immune. But God is with us. God hasn't changed. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us always. And we have a sure and certain hope in Jesus, and that Jesus will lead us into his future for us. But we need to hold fast to the hope that we have in Jesus. Joshua, in our first reading, was in a very precarious situation. Moses had died, and Joshua was now tasked with leading the children of Israel into the promised land. God promises him that God will be with him wherever he goes. God tells Joshua not to fear the future, because God will be with him. But he also says, did you hear? Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. God means, keep your eyes fixed on me. Make it your priority to read scripture, to study it, to pray over it, to live by it, to talk about it. Keep practicing your faith, keep growing in it, keep moving closer to God. Not as an add-on when things go a bit difficult or when you have a free couple of hours, but all of the time. Make it your lifestyle. In our second reading from Acts, we hear Peter quoting King David, and he's saying of that person that we now see as being Jesus, I saw the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me. Jesus kept God always before him, and so he was not shaken. And God doesn't let either Joshua or David down, even despite David's grave failings. God was gracious. And in Hebrews we read, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. With Jesus, our ultimate future is assured. With Jesus now and until then, everything and anything is possible. Maybe not everything we would choose, but we are in the race. The path is laid out, and we can run with perseverance together with God. And knowing this can fill us with hope, even when things around us look worrying or unpromising. With hope, even when our churches seem to be getting smaller, even when we are all getting older, even when things are no longer the way they used to be, God hasn't abandoned us. God is with us. Jesus is with us and calls us on. But we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus so that we can hear and answer his call on our lives and on the life of our churches and circuit. The future is ripe with possibilities because we have a God of endless possibilities. One day last week, I had to go to the opticians for a sight test. The opticians has got a new fangled machine that scans the back of your eye, or all of your eye, including the back. I think they used to have one that took a photograph. Now they've got one that does a scan. So some of you, if you've had an eye test recently, may have met this machine. So after my actual sight test with the optician, I was sent back out to the reception area to have this eye scan. I think perhaps this machine is still really new to the assistants and they are getting used to it too. Anyway, they cover up one of your eyes and then you have to look through the eyepiece at a large green multiplication sign. But it takes quite, maybe these are the teething problems, but it takes quite a while for them to make sure that you're completely lined up properly for the scan. So while you're staring forward, there's quite a bit of whirring going on and changing of the view in front of you until, finally, they are ready for the actual scan to take place. But the thing is, right through all this fairly lengthy process, the assistant was standing right next to me saying, "Look at the cross. Look straight at the cross. Keep looking. Keep looking. Look straight at the cross. Look straight at the cross now. Nearly ready. Keep looking at the cross. Right, now. Long stare at the cross. Don't blink. Don't blink. Look straight at the cross." And then the same with the other eye. I had gone into the optician's for an eye test because I need to see more clearly. What I experienced was hearing God's voice through the assistant, making it very clear to me that if I truly want to see more clearly, I need to look at the cross. Keep looking, keep looking. Don't blink. Don't get distracted. It was a very powerful experience. I wonder whether you too can hear God saying to you, keep looking at the cross. Keep your eyes fixed on me, your Lord and Saviour, the author and perfecter of your faith, the one you can hold on to, the one who calls you forward saying, come, follow me. So as we meet together on the eve of the Methodist New Year, in a changing world, in a changing church, we can step together out together with sure and certain hope, with confidence, with praise, with excitement, and anticipation for what God will lead us into in the service of the kingdom. Amen. And we sing together, hear the call of the kingdom. And now we come to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Gracious God, whose Spirit helps us in our weakness and guides us in our prayers, we pray for the church and for the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Renew the life and faith of the church, strengthen our witness, and make us one in Christ. Grant that we and all who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord may be faithful in your service and filled with the Spirit, that the world may be turned to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the nations in the ways of justice, liberty, and peace, and help them to seek the unity and welfare of all people. Give to all in authority wisdom to know and strength to do what is right. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort those in sorrow, heal the sick in body or in mind, and deliver the oppressed. Grant us compassion for all who suffer, and help us to carry one another's burdens, that we may fulfill the law of Christ. And in the silence, please name before God those who are on your hearts and minds this morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks and praise for all who have served you faithfully here on earth, and especially those who have revealed to us your grace in Christ. May we and all your people share the life and joy of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. Generous and loving God, we know that all that we have and all that we are comes from you. We thank you for this opportunity to give these gifts to you and through Wood Street Mission to help those in struggling families go to school with the correct uniform, with the books and the satchel and all the things that they need, the same as other children. We pray your blessing upon the work of Wood Street Mission. And we pray, Lord, that with our monetary gifts, those sent by the internet, those brought today, you will also accept the offering of our lives and use us to further your kingdom. In the name of Christ, amen. Please stand or sit as you feel most comfortable for the peace. At the end of the peace, I think we'll give each other the wave of peace. Okay. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us therefore keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's offer each other the wave of peace. As we move towards communion together, we sing our communion hymn, As Your Family, Lord, See Us Here.
As your family, Lord, see us here. As your family.
sit or stand as you feel most comfortable for the great prayer of thanksgiving. Sit or stand as you feel most comfortable. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy, gracious and holy Father, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you. In the beginning, your Spirit swept across the face of the waters, bringing order and beauty out of chaos. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. Though we turned away from you, your love remained steadfast, and you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. At his baptism in the Jordan, he was anointed by your Spirit and revealed as your beloved Son. In the power of the Spirit, he was sent to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Sharing our human nature, he died on the cross. Raised again in glory, he lives forever to pray for us. By the gift of the Spirit, whom you have sent in his name, you bring to completion the work of your Son, leading us into all truth, making us a people for your praise, and giving us power to proclaim the gospel in all the world. And so, with all the faithful of every time and place, we join with choirs of angels in the eternal hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. On the night before he died, the Lord Jesus took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of all his mighty acts, we offer you these gifts, and with them ourselves, as a holy living sacrifice. Send forth your Spirit. You bind us in love. You renew the face of the earth. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Unite us with him and with one another in mission to all the world, and bring us with the whole creation to your heavenly kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all blessing and honour and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. And now we join together in a moment in the Lord's Prayer. So if you would like to say the version that is on the screen, that's fine. If you would like to say a more modern version, or if you know the Lord's Prayer in a different language, then please feel free to say the Lord's Prayer as you choose. So we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Please be seated. In a moment, there will be the invitation to communion, and the communion stewards will direct you forwards. We're going to have two stations, myself and one of the stewards on this side, and Reverend John Ingian on this side, and one of the stewards. So, as you're directed, please come to whichever of us is nearest to you. If you prefer to have a gluten-free wafer, then please come to me, because I'll have those with me. We're going to see if we can move people, when you get to the middle, two rows coming down and going, it's a bit like a country dancer, isn't it? Two rows coming down and then round like that. We'll see how it works. Okay. If that's too far for you to walk, then please take the shorter cut. And if you prefer communion to be brought to you, then please indicate and we will do that. And of course, if you prefer not to come forward at all, then please stay in your seat. So receive this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ and feed on the Lamb of God with reverence and with faith. This table is ready. Please come as you are directed. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. And the body of Christ given for you. Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Given to you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Given to you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. And the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. And so let us pray together. God of power, may the boldness of your Spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your Spirit lead us. And may the gifts of your Spirit equip us to serve and worship you, now and always. Amen. At the end of the service, you are all invited, of course, to stay for refreshments and continue in fellowship together. We're going to sing our final hymn now. This is a good one for dancing and clapping, and the Spirit lives to set us free. Of truth, lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the work and words of God, and the blessing of God, the Spirit, Son, and Father, remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Go into the world in the power of the Spirit to fulfill our high calling of servants of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.